things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. I ask that you also get the opportunity, make sure that you get out to our podcast. Our podcast is going strong. You can look it up. It's 1010, the 10-minute prayer, 10-minute Bible study. You should find it. Over 30,000 downloads, over 700 messages. Each one is distinct. Each one is unique. No copy, no redo. Amen. That God just speaking through us over the years. Amen. So if you need a message, you need a word, I'm sure you can find what you're looking for there. All right. Are you all happy in Jesus this morning? I know God has been good to us. So we're working in rest. So remember, rest for us is an acronym. It stands for what? Reflecting on effort. Reflecting on effort while still trusting. Reflecting on effort while still trusting. We've dealt with the R already. We dealt with R in the first of the month. And we talk about the reflection and reflecting and how important it is for us to reflect from time to time and spend that time in our word, to spend that time to see what God has already done for us, to see where he's taken us and what he's already done and what he's going to do. And then we talked about effort on last week, that you have to do something. You know, there's some work that's involved there for you, that, you know, he told us to trust and he told us to believe, but he also told us to be what? Be occupied until he comes. So therefore, there's some effort that we have to put forth. There's some things that we have to do. And on this week, as we go forward, amen, I want to talk to you from the S in that. And the S we believe to be in that is still. We're talking about still, 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 still. S-T-I-L-L, still. Reflecting on effort while still trusting. So still, let's talk about still. Well, we think about the word still in its in rarest form means to what? Not to move. Not to move. This is how we talk about it. This is how we see it. But in the Bible, we have several different references of when the God says, be still. Be still is a form of rest. To be still is to be at rest. How many of you, God has spoken to you and said, hey, it's time for you to be still. Would you so incline me for a moment or two and turn with me? I have Bible verses here. We're going to got a couple here for you today. I want to go to Mark 4, 36 through 41. I'm going to go to Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 41. Then put a thumb in there or put a piece of paper, bookmark, whatever you have to do on Matthew 27 and the 32nd verse. Again, that's Matthew, the 27th chapter and verse 32. And then we want to go to Luke 19:30 through 34. All right. And for those who may be traveling and those who do not have their hand on this, you can see that. And I thank you all. I appreciate you all. Thank you all for the many texts and chat messages that I've already received on this Father's Day. Amen. I'm grateful to you all and God serving us. I have a tremendous testimony I'm going to share with you all when the time is appropriate. Amen. Because God is faithful. And I just want you to know, church, that God is faithful and that he would do exactly what it is that he said that he will do. Amen. I'm a living witness of that. Let's go to the word. Okay. I scrolled that down too much, didn't I? All right. So the first thing we said, Mark. I have you at Mark, the 4th chapter and verse 36. And it says this. I should be able to see that now. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Ship is full of water. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so now that it was full. Oh, I read that one time, sorry. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him. Him being who? Jesus. And said unto him, Master, does thou carest that we perish? So here they are, what? They're at a point that they're worried about perishing. And he goes on, he says, and he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the peace, I mean, to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? All right, let's turn over to Matthew 27 and 32, and it says this. And as they came out, they found a man of Crete, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And finally, we want to go over to Luke 30 through 31. And it says this, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereupon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosening the coat, the owners therefore said unto him, why you loose ye the coat? And he said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the coat, and they set Jesus thereon. Would you pray with me for a moment? Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for, Lord Jesus, yet another Father's Day. Lord, we thank you for this day that we've not seen. Lord, I ask that you speak through me, oh God. Be clear, Lord Jesus, be distinct, Lord Jesus. Let clarity come out of my mouth, oh God, to bless your people on this day, Lord Jesus, that those get, Lord Jesus, out of this world, whether they need to, Lord Jesus, to help them go to the next level. Lord, I ask that you watch them and keep them, bless them, Lord Jesus, hold them, Lord Jesus. But we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. Let me get my screens back up here. Amen. So if I want to use for a subject this morning is still. Still. So as we talk about rest as still, still being yet another acronym standing for stop trying it. Stop trying it and lay low. So Father's Day message these days, stop trying it and lay low. Would you type in the chat for somebody? Would you touch somebody? Would you touch your neighbor and say, stop trying it and lay low? Stop trying it and lay low. I read three very distinct scriptures for you this morning. The first story that we read was that Jesus has just got through talking to the multitude, and he got through preaching. And here it is now. Jesus is saying that they need to get on the boat and they need to go to the other side. They were there to go to the other side because there was some work for them to do on the other side of that body of water. And as they got into this body of water, Jesus, being a little bit of tired in his body, went down in the boat to rest. Amen. And as he goes down into that boat to rest, what we find is that when we try to rest, that's when the enemy wants to come in. Do you not know that we said, it's often said that at midnight is one of the most dangerous times for at any point, one of the most dangerous times. And what they mean by that is simply that at that point in time is when the devil's busiest. It's when we're resting. It's when we're trying to sit down, when we're trying to take off, when we're trying to recover, because rest is important. Rest is important because rest allows us to recover. Our bodies get to a point in time that we have to stop and we have to rest, both men and women. Your body is not a machine. It cannot run 24 hours a day. And what we find here, even Jesus was subject to the natural laws in that body unless he wanted to perform a miracle. So here what Jesus got through talking to the multitude, I believe this is the part where they just got through feeding with two fish and five loaves of bread. They just got through feeding all these people. So doing that kind of work, I think he would be a little tired. So now Jesus gets in the boat they're going to the other side. And as they are going to the other side, the storm comes up. And what these men don't realize is that Jesus has already spoken the word. He's already spoken the word that they were going to go to the other side. Here they are, what they're noticing that the wind's in the waves, and they're noticing that the waves are coming on and the boat is taking on water. And when you see those kind of things as a boater or somebody who's been in a boat before, that's usually not a good thing. I'm not going to lie. I've been in a boat or two when some water's coming in, and the first thing that kind of sinks in is almost this panic, because you know if you keep taking on water that you are certain to sink. Oh, come on, somebody. So here these men and brothers here, what they were looking in their own carnal mind, they were noticing that, look, according to the natural laws, is if we continue to take on this water, that what we would not make it, that we would be in a place that our boat will start to sink. We'll be in a place that we will lose our lives. We'll be in a place that we will lose everything that we have, because what we're stuck on this boat. But they did not realize that Jesus and told them and already declared that we're going to the other side. So as Jesus is there, Jesus is what? He's there in the bottom of the boat, sleep. I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, if God has already told you a thing, if he already told you that you was going to the other side, if he already told you that it was going to work out in your favor, if he already told you that they were going to be healed, if he's already told you that it was going to come to pass, I'm here to tell you today, I don't care what may come hell or high water, whether it was water coming in on the boat, you're going to the other side. Oh, come on, somebody. Are y'all with me this morning? So what I'm asking you to do is stop trying it and lay low. Stop worrying about it and lay low. See, what Jesus did is he got into the belly of the ship. Oh, come on, somebody. He got into the belly of a thing, and he found what? A place to rest. And as he went into this place, he went into this place to rest, because what? He knew that he did not need to worry, because he knew that inside of him reside the power to be able to rebuke the winds and the waves. Inside of him was being able to speak to things and tell them to be still, meaning to stop trying it and lay low. That, hey, wait, you cannot do anything until what? I'm ready to go to the next level, until I'm ready to move to the next situation. See, some of us have gotten to a point that we become impatient, and that would include your pastor. Amen. That what? I've got to a point sometimes in my life that it seemed like, God, it wasn't going to happen. God, it seemed like it wasn't going to come through. Lord, it didn't seem like this was going to go. And all I saw was the water coming onto the boat. Some of you, all you see is the water coming onto the boat. But I'm here to tell you today to stop trying it and lay low. Lay in the boat and sleep, amen. Lay in the boat and get rest. Why? Because you're going to need your rest for the journey that's ahead. See, Jesus was there in the boat trying to get some rest. Why? Because he knew of the journey that he had ahead. But the people all around him, oh, come on, somebody. See, sometimes we have to shut out these people around us, because they don't see what God has already shown you. See, if God has shown you a particular thing, if God has showed you this already, then what? You can take it to the bank. If you know that God has shown you a thing, oh, come on, somebody. See, he already told them that they were about to go to the other side. So since now he's going to the other side, he's thinking that they've taken this, and now he's going down to what? Get rest to be ready for the battle that he's about to face when he comes off the boat. But what do? They disturb his rest. This is what we do. God has already told us, stop trying it. Stop trying it, lay low. But no, God, no, God, I don't see it like this. No, God, it ain't happened yet. Oh, God, what about this? What about that? And what we do is what? Instead of us being in that rest and resting inside of him, we worry in him. We're pulling at him like a two-year-old. When we go, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I can talk about me. And what they end up doing is Jesus, to the point he almost gets irritated, that he gets up and he says, peace be still. And in all this, they notice and they see the glory of God. And he reminds them that what? In their faith, that he's already told them that they were going to the other side. Then we move on to the next story that we read here. There was a man that was there in Matthew. There was a man that was there named Simon. And at this point in time, this is what? The crucifixion of Jesus. And if you read your Bible, you find that Jesus, that he was what? He was crucified. And as he was crucified, there was a beating that he took. And they say that he took 33 lashes. And we often say that, you know, by his stripes that we were healed, that the Bible tells us. And then some say from those 39 lashes that he got, that you could take all the diseases in the world and root them down to 39 different strands. Oh, come on, somebody. So there, it was already done. That he's already done it all. But in that take, there's a part where Jesus is what? He's carrying the cross to Calvary. He's preparing himself for the crucifixion. He's already been beat up. He's been beat down. He's been torn down. And now he's what? He's carrying this cross. He's bearing the weight of this cross. And the Bible said that they go into the crowd and they find a man. And this man's name is Simon. And Simon is what? Compelled to carry the cross for Christ. How many of you are compelled to carry the cross for Christ? Because if you were carrying the cross for Christ, you would stop it. You will stop trying it and you will lay low. Why? Because he told us that it's already done. So to take up my cross and walk is to realize that I am to rest in him. I am to relax in him, to know that what? I have no need to worry how I'm going to get this and how this is going to work out, but I am to relax and rest. See, as a father, I can tell you a thing or two, because us as fathers and you know, us as men, there's some things that we worry about sometimes. There's some things that we try to figure out sometimes. There's some things that we try to figure out, Lord, how is this going to work out and how that's going to work out? And he said, if you took up my cross, then you would know to rest. Because I've already told you the peace is going to be still. I already spoke to the winds and the waves in your life. But I also told you what? Take up my yoke and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So if you're worried about it and it's too much for you, then I'm telling you that it's not yours to carry. So put down that cross and carry up the cross of Christ is what he's saying on today. Or you stop trying it and this is lay low. How you stop trying to lay low, Pastor? That I rest in him. That I carry his cross. His cross is what? His word. Following his commandments. Doing what it is that he told me to do. So they find him. There. Remember that. Then we went on to the next story here. The next story here in Luke, we find this is what? This is right before Jesus was coming in on Palm Sunday. And they needed a way to bring Jesus in. And here this man, the man tells him of a colt that's tied up in another city. Do you not know that God has things that are tied up for you and that they're waiting for you when you get to where you need to be? Oh, come on, somebody. See, fathers, I've been there and I'm still there and I understand sometimes you're like, well, God, what about this and what about that and how does this work out? I'm here to tell you that God already has a blessing tied up for you in another city. He's just waiting for you to take up your cross and take up his. He's waiting for you to go and rest in the bottom of the boat and know that what the winds and the waves that they are what obedient to him. So if you're following him, if you're walking in him, know that what he has it all together. Just stop trying it and lay low. You're supposed to be resting, reflecting with that effort and just being still. To be still means what? Not to move. Why? Because when I'm being still, what I realize is I'm not working in my own power. See, that still is that I'm sitting back and saying, okay, God, I know I don't have this, but you do. And as a father, sometimes as a man, we have this thing in us that we want to be able to control things and do things or this. We don't feel like we're doing something unless we're doing something. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, what we have to realize is that we're doing more sometimes by doing nothing. Because he says that when I am weak, he is strong. So when I decide that, you know what, I cannot carry this no more. He said, cast your cares, for he cares for us. So when I get to that point and I cast my cares on him, then I'm standing still. I remember that the children of Israel got to the what? The point of the Red Sea. And they said, Moses, did you bring us out here to die? And Moses reminded them and said, stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that when the seas parted themselves, as Moses stretches out his rod, and they walk across on dry ground in the middle of chaos. I know right now, brothers and sisters, we're living in the middle of chaos. There are people killing people. There, this is happening. That's going on. People don't know what they're going to do. Folk want to throw in the towel. There's others who are being murdered out in the streets. We're still somewhere in the middle of a pandemic. But I'm here to tell you today, stand still. Be still. Stop trying it and lay low. Why? Because it's nothing you can do about it. There's a verse in the Bible that said, by worrying, can a man add one cubit to his height? If by you worrying, can you change your situation? By you worrying about it, can you change that, how that thing worked out? No, but he told you what? If you take up David, if you take up his cross, if you take up his yoke and learn of him, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, I find it interesting, if you think about these three stories, these are three distinct stories, but they do have an underlying current or a common denominator, we would say in mathematics, that would tie them all together that one must consider. And what you find in all of these is that, number one, they are present. So one, I want you to take away with you, the fathers today, is that to be a father, to be in this thing, to be still is what? You must be present. Be present is not just necessarily that you're in attendance, but being present means that I'm there in attitude, I'm there in mind, I'm there in spirit, I'm there in camaraderie, I'm there in communication. Being present means a lot. See, Jesus being present, they knew that they had somebody to go to. Mm-hmm. Then Simon being present, meaning that he was in location to be able to do the work that he was called to do. That coat being present, even though that coat hadn't been written, that coat was thinking that, you know what, this is what I do. And here I am being tied up most of my life. In fact, over here, and nobody's even written me, but the first person that I bring into the city is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Are you present? Are you present, brothers? Are you present, sisters? The second thing I want you to walk away with is from this is that, you know, there's a discipline here. Men, do you not know that you are directly responsible for the discipline in your house? If it's undisciplined in your house, it's on you. And my Bible tells me that if I come to him with anything that I need, that he will what, see that I have what I need. So I come to God and say, look, God, you know, this is going on. I can't control this, Lord. You know the situation. I want to rest in you. Lord, I can't carry this, Lord Jesus, but I can carry your cross because you told me to take that yoke and learn of you, Lord, that bear that cross. I'm going to take that cross and I'm going to walk for the cross of Christ, God, because I can't handle this. I'm exercising this discipline. I need to know when I can ask for help. Man, it's okay to ask for help. You're not required to do everything. Jesus had help carrying the cross. Think about that. Jesus, our King, our Lord, in his human form, had help carrying the cross. So why do you think that you're in a place that you don't need anybody's help? I get it, the macho and the bravado, but we want you to rest. Why? Because we need you for the long haul. We have too many single mothers out here who was once wise, that are now widows. Too many fatherless childs out here. Remember, father, being a father is about what? Relationship, which means that you did not have to be the sale donor to that particular child to be a father. I know I'm father to many. Many of you are father to many. It's part of the call. That's taking up what? Taking up that cross of Christ. Because what? He's father to who? Us all. Mm-hmm. So here today, I want to remind you that what? That discipline is required. It is required. One of the last things I want to leave you with, brothers and sisters, on today is saying no. Sometimes getting rest means no. Meaning saying no to some things. And every time you say no to something, do you not realize you're saying yes to something else? See, a no is just not a no. I don't say a no out of hatred. I don't say a no out of being me. I don't say a no because I just don't want to do things. But sometimes my no's have to be strategic. Do you not know sometimes when God tells you no, it's because he's trying to tell you yes to something else? He's telling you no, not now. Why? Because if you settle for this one, I can't get you have the one I want you to have. If you settle for this situation, then the one that I have for you, because I already know what I have for you. I know the plans I have towards you. As he says in Jeremiah, for you what? For you to prosper and for you to have great success. But if you are willing to settle for this right now because you're impatient, because you're still trying it and you won't lay low, well then fine. And now you got what you got. That's the difference between the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. See, God has a perfect will where he has us being maximized on everything. And that's the goal of every belief. I want to live a maximized life. I want to live an optimized life, meaning that what I got the very best of everything I could. But the truth of the matter is sometimes we won't stop it. We won't stop trying because we trying to fix it. And in our effort to try to fix it, we end up making errors because we don't know better than him. So what God then does is what? He fixes those errors and he let us have that, which we wanted. And now that's what? Now that's his permissive will. When he had a perfect will, when it was already laid out, all you had to do is what? Carry the cross. See, being present in all these three stories mean that these people, what, could be found. How could they be found? Because they were being still. They were not moving. They had stopped trying it, and they had laid it, they were laying it down, and they were laying low. See, brothers, so sometimes God is not finding some of us because we always on the move. You church hop? Oh, come on. You bed hop? Then you talking about, I want to be married. You spirit hop? Stay still. There was a song that used to say that a rolling stone don't gather any moss. Papa was a rolling stone. And where he laid his head at was his home. Thus is some of you. He's saying, be still. Be rooted and grounded in the word of God. You can't get rooted and grounded in the word of God if you're always on the move. If you're always rolling. You always here. You always there. Running to this preacher. Running to that. Itching ears. The Bible said that they have itching ears. Everybody can't speak into your life. Get rooted and grounded in the church. Get with people who have integrity. Get with people who know more than you know. Don't be the top of your circle. At best, be the average. Because you need to have something to shoot for. God is telling us, I want you to rest. And how do you rest? Stop trying it and just lay low. I got you. I'm your Heavenly Father. And I want my children to be pleased. If he's pleased with you, what is he saying? Chill out. I got you. I got you. Your Heavenly Father has you. And then it comes all the way back around to the beginning when we read the first story. Why did they go call on Jesus and why were they not resting? Because they lack faith. This thing is about faith, you all. You can give offerings and you should. You can run around the church. You can pray every day and you should. You can shout and I think you should. You can do all these things. But the Bible says this, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's what he requires of you and I, is our faith. So on this day of Father's Day, I hope that you've learned something, that you've taken something from this, that God continue to bless you. And know this, as we rest, as we continue to reflect, provide the effort that we need to go forward, and now what? Still, stop trying it yourself. He has a better way. He has a better plan. He's seen the road ahead. He's already planned it out for you. So stop trying it. Stop trying your thing. You're just making it worse. Lay low. Take up his cross and know that he has what? There's a coat tied somewhere waiting on you. So what's the takeaway for the day? Be still. And in being still, you rest. And in that rest, you are found. Because when he comes looking for you, what? They came looking for that man. That man was in the crowd. He was where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to have been there. And he was selected for one of the greatest honors that one could probably have, was carrying the cross of Jesus. And what was that coat doing? That coat was being still. Didn't probably like it, because that's probably why he was tied up. But Jesus, they had already had it set that way. He was tied up and nobody had ever ridden this coat. And there he is. He gets the distinct honor of being the one who gets to bring in Christ. What does God have you tied up for? What does he have you thinking? What cross did he have you carrying on his behalf? I'm here to tell you today that it's not about you, but it's about him. And all this is done by our faith. The last thing that Jesus says to them on the ship is that, O ye of little faith. This is a faith walk. Fathers, this is a faith walk. Sometimes we don't know how it's going to go. We don't know how our children are going to turn out, but we trust in faith that the Bible said, you spare not the rod, then you don't spoil the child. He told us to raise up the child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they should not depart from it. And I have to believe and trust in that no matter what it looks like, no matter how crazy it seems,